Hello, this is Karen Elizabeth of KarenElizabeth.com. This is a reflection and my opinion and comment about the creative mind and how far a creative mind can go, and how men like Einstein and these great men who believed and who created these wonderful things in life, like electricity and all this other stuff, how they came to have created it. So, let's begin. I'm sitting here. I just listened to Kevin Trudeau. Kevin Trudeau has a series, Your Wish is Your Command. He speaks of some profound things about the mind. I've been doing a recording of As a Man Thinketh, and again, thinking about what the mind of man can perceive and conceive, it can receive, these kinds of thoughts, this is heavy, weighty stuff, and it leans on the idea of that as man thinketh, so is he. We don't get what we wish for, but we get what we are. Therefore, we need to see who we are, right? We need to find out who we are and discover and unfold and open up and just find out what's in here in us. And I've talked about this before with having a purpose in life, and that I believe that everyone is born with a purpose. Now, I will share a little story about my being very young. Kevin and others would, James Allen for instance, would say that we get what we want most. We also get what we fear most. Both use the law of attraction. Therefore, we must be careful and discover what our fears are and discover what our purpose is and begin removing or substituting those thoughts, those neuro pathways, for a greater manifestation of our true purpose, of what is called pure, righteous, and good, prosperous, successful. You see, this is what the universe is desirous to give us, but we do. Now, I am not quite sure when this happens, but as a small child, we can be honed like the elite and honed and raised in an environment where we are creating neural pathways which are very positive, which are very, you know, deliberate, given books to read, spoken words over us, loved. Just, we grow up with this unconscious competence that we are going to be wealthy, that we are the wealthy ones, or the healthy ones, or the prosperous ones, or whatever it is. So I know that our family life from very early on can support that. I also know that I remember being very young and having an experience and also having a desire, and I caught it today. It was a wrong thought. It was a thought about being given the attention and the love that I desired. Every human being wants to gravitate towards pleasure and avoid pain. The instance that happened with me, and I don't really know, it's been many years, but I came to this point so far, and if there's more, you know, there, we've talked about this, the idea of clarifying, making greater distinctions about what we are, who we are, and our beliefs. But in order to really be a fully evolved being, a person, with a life of purity as a norm, with righteousness and holiness or goodness or soundness, and along with true prosperity and success, that kind of life is generally wrought and built. This according to words, according to James Allen, but really very true. We choose our path at the point, if we're young and we don't realize that we're choosing our path, well, you have to get to the point in your life where you just go back and you say, okay, what did I know? What was wrong thinking? What does not serve me? I know Tony Robbins had spoken about this, that we can change the conditioned responses. James Allen talks about it. Certain conditions, certain beliefs, certain words create habits. The habits become circumstances. Okay? So really getting back to the root of things. So now you have two things happening. Number one, in my life, as a very young girl, I think that I wanted attention. I also know that something happened in my young years, and I recall, as far back as I can remember, I recall being afraid in my bedroom that, so afraid that I would force myself to go to sleep because of the fear of someone or something there. But what happened was there was an attention to me. It was corrupt. It was not righteous. It was an attention given to me, but it was a violation equally. So instead of having the attention in a positive manner and getting it in a righteous, holy way, I was getting attention in a deviant way. And I didn't even know. I didn't realize, but I grew up. And what I realized is that I was fearing, and I have feared this kind of attention, but I have drawn that to me because of my fear of being violated. And through my life, I have experienced violations in various manners, up to even recently financial scamming. And I know it has to do with my belief. See, because we attract that which we desire, but we also attract that which we fear most. And that's it. So I made a distinction that that fear no longer served me. I had to just make give myself a permission to say no, that it doesn't work, that it doesn't help, that I do not desire to fear it, and I want attention that is given in a holy and righteous and good way, and not in a corrupt and a violation to me, so that I just get attention. Oh, I just want attention. I'll take it any way I can get it. This, for a woman, it could be that a woman listening to this could have felt that. And so I say that, but also, you know, males can also do this as well, have experienced this as well. So I wanted to share that we continually make distinctions. Now, at the point that I am at, I have quite a bit of self-control. I have practiced this. I have done what James Allen said, wrought and built what Tony Robbins had said, reconditioned my mind. I have, up to this point, before I came to this realization, I had still been experiencing the residue and the manifestation of that. Now, James Allen would say this: we don't get what we wish for, but we get what we are. And so because my neuro pathways and my conditioning was there in that thinking to have attention, to get attention from others, whether it was good attention or bad attention. I mean, I could tell you stories of things that occurred in my life, and I'm like, why is this happening? I had to go back as far as I could to see where the root of this was. And as far back as I can remember, it was because I wanted attention. I was a young girl, little girl, who had brothers all around me, a father who was not really, you know, attentive, a mother who was so preoccupied with the boys, and here I was in the midst of five boys, all lying, getting attention and doing things, and I, for some reason, I'm sure my mom and my dad, who's passed away now, but I'm sure they would be like, why would you feel that way? But I believe it was some deviant behavior that was done to me. And I don't even know by who. I have an inkling it was one of my brothers, but I can't be sure. The point is not it was one of my brothers. The point is that I can choose now. I'm not controlled by my brothers, whether they were young boys and they were just experimenting and wondering. They were too young. They were also young in exploring. You know, yes, maybe the result of all that is because I didn't know how. I wasn't aware of how to stop it until now. And all the better. I have all these experiences now that I can draw from and share with others. And I can share with you that it doesn't matter how old you are, at any point in your life, you can still make distinctions and become even more of the person you're meant to be. Now, I'm in the midst of writing. I'm writing books. I do audios. I write poetry. I'm a writer, and so therefore I can translate these things into writing that they would benefit others. My purpose in life is to help you, to help others, to help the world to come to these truths. And many of the books and the recordings and the organizations that I belong to and I will belong to in the future are going to contribute to that, so that I am fully equipped to help other people. And I'm still learning, and I will forever be a learner. Kevin Trudeau talks this about our teachability index. Are we teachable? If you think you've got it, if you think you've figured it all out, you've lost your teachability. We must always be willing to learn, be teachable. Because if I stopped being teachable, you know, my life would not be what it is now. And my life is so much better. And I am vibrating, if you will. My energy level is at such a high rate that I attract very awesome people into my life. And my desires and my dreams are lofty. And I am alert to them coming to me, and I'm looking for them, and I'm desiring them, and I have had a manifestation of a relationship goal and dream. I've had that manifestation at present, and it's beautiful. It's beyond whatever, you know, what I thought. It's grander. And this is what our dreams can bring us, even more grand results by our dreams and our desires. Now, setting that aside, I want to address this idea of a word that I had been given. Given meaning it came to me. You see, as a creative being, I have desired to seek that I might find, to knock that the door would be opened unto me, according to the scripture. And at one point, I was taught to journal, to write down my thoughts, to ask God to, you know, just reveal to me. I was listening to a very interesting CD that I came to realize was not so far disassociated, was actually very associated to the actual kind of word I got, and I didn't even realize. So you see, the word that I received was a word on quantum physics, and the authors or the creators of the music I was listening to, a CD I was listening to, it's just a Christian CD, but the people involved in that were also doing a lot of research in quantum physics. I didn't know that at the time. I was just sitting, and I decided to allow my words to just come out. And because I was seeking, I'm like, okay, let me just begin writing. And so I allowed myself to just write words. And I wrote this word on quantum physics. And it was quite interesting, and it had to do with water droplets evaporating, reckless behavior, cognitive development. What was the other one? Cognitive development versus transcending matter and variant behavior. There's eternal behavior and variant behavior, and all these things. It was quite amazing. I really, frankly, did not know what I was writing. But I was allowing my creative juices to flow. In other words, I was just opening myself up to, you know, what God had for me to write. Now, many times as a creative being, I'm thinking about this, like Thomas Edison, you know, these great people who invent things. How did it happen? You see, according to Kevin Trudeau and Your Wish Is Your Command and that whole philosophy of how the elite do great things and are the ones, the monopoly, they have the most money and they're the ones who live there. There's a secret. And the secret is dreams and desires manifest. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but the point is that Einstein or Edison, they grew up and they were taught and they were trained in secret societies, and they read and they studied and they learned, and they had every opportunity to succeed, and they became great and they became prosperous and millionaires and on and creative and you know, expressed all of this wonderful science. And there were limits that were allowed to be put out based on the secret societies, but I won't go there. But the point is that as creative beings, we all have within us a purpose. And Edison and Einstein, they, by use of their desire, their dreams, they thought, and it manifested. Now, I don't know if Edison just said, you know, I see this light bulb, I see this filament, and I see this, and then it was created. I don't know. We often have said, well, God wanted that to be released into the earth. And so, therefore, he gave the idea to Edison, and so it came to be. I don't know. But my word to you is this: we do not know what we don't know until we begin to, oh wow, I don't have my headset on. I wonder if you can even hear me here. Let me just see.